You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Melissa Pigas, who serves as DIF Agency's Head of Revenue. Prior to DIF Agency, Melissa has had an extensive career leading e-commerce companies in the U.S. and abroad and striking complex deals in the partner ecosystem. Melissa, a pleasure to have you with us today on e-commerce radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. Great to be chatting with you today as well.
And looking forward to hearing from you and per your expertise and learning a few things here today. So for starters, if you would, tell us who you are and who is DIF Agency to kick things off today.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Melissa Pigas. As you mentioned, I am DIF Agency's Head of Revenue. I've worked in the technology, specifically retail space, for about a decade now. And currently at DIF, which is a fantastic place to be. DIF is a full-service e-commerce agency that focuses on supporting retailers within the Shopify ecosystem. And so we do everything from development to design to growth marketing, and have a sister company, Mod, where we also build the very best SaaS applications to support the growth of retailers on the Shopify platform.
And sounds like a fun industry to be in, no doubt about that. Now, DIF Agency recently, I understand, went through its own rebrand, something you usually do for your customers. What were the surprising things that you learned as a company going through that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we recently went through a rebrand, and our approach was very intentional. So for about 8 years, you know, we didn't really focus on marketing ourselves. We focused on doing the work and letting the work speak for itself. But we've reached a point of maturity where we wanted to grow the company brand to be, I think, aligned and on the same ilk with the customers that we've now sort of grown to serve. And for us, the process was, as I mentioned, incredibly intentional. And so we actually started off working with leadership coaches to help us define the organization's mission, vision, and values, and then let the branding organically follow from there, as opposed to taking the approach of saying, you know, we want a more sophisticated look and feel to the brand. So we started off with values, and I think that was a bit of a new approach for everyone at the organization, but we've seen the payoff to be tremendous.
And that is pretty awesome. Good stuff there. How would you say also, Melissa, that you are approaching this differently than your competitors? Get into some of that if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what we see our competitors do is, you know, they have great looking brands, great looking sites. We are in the business of building beautiful e-commerce experiences. So, of course, you want it to look great. But aside from the outward impact that this would have on, you know, our client and partner ecosystem, we were also incredibly aware of the impact that the rebrand would have on our culture internally. And so, for us, it was a big initiative to define the mission, vision, values, and let the rebrand follow from there and be very intentional about what would be our internal employees' experience with the brand, what meaning would it hold for them, how would it guide them throughout their activities. So for us, it was a huge culture initiative more so than, you know, something that was purely a function of external marketing.
And thanks for getting into that. Most helpful today, we're joined by Melissa Pigas, DIF Agency's Head of Revenue. That is a full-service digital agency and product incubator that focuses on supporting retailers within the Shopify ecosystem here on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking this further, what are the discussions today around e-commerce in the consumer markets, and how is it changing? What are you seeing there?
Absolutely. So if you think about 5 or even 10 years ago, your e-commerce website was the center of your universe. And in many cases, it was the sole destination where customers would come to learn about your products and, you know, buy products and engage with your brand. Now your e-com site is still just as important, but it's one of multiple channels where your customers live. And so we're constantly talking with prospects and clients about their omni-channel strategy, how they think about maintaining a seamless client experience, whether it's through email, social, on their own site, or they're doing a pop-up. And so we're seeing, whereas prior their website was, I think, at the center of the universe, now we're seeing it sort of more of a horizontal line of all these incredibly important touch points across the customer journey, which are all pretty much commerce-enabled at this point.
Times are certainly changing, and that is some interesting information for sure. Now, if you would also tell us, what is usually the turning point? I know we have a lot of potential clients tuning in here to the program today. What is the turning point for your customers when they realize they need a solution like yours?
So we, as a full service agency, we've really built our business to support retailers at all stage of growth. And a big part of this history is that we first started off as retailers ourselves. So our CEO, you know, his family ran an incredible retail chain in Canada. And I think through that experience and seeing the challenges and the opportunities, he was really passionate about helping other retailers succeed. And thus the agency was born. And so we work with retailers from all stages, whether they are looking to launch their store for the first time and, you know, need help defining their brand, need help making sure that critical systems that they're going to be using, from their ERP, 3PL, CRM, are all appropriately integrated and can support their growth, all the way from if they're looking perhaps to re-platform, you know, from maybe a smaller platform where they started off and tested their hunch that they would have a great business and are now looking to scale on Shopify, or if they've had a pretty successful go at their venture to date and are looking to really kick growth up a notch. So we've really honed our services to support retailers at all stages of their growth.
Melissa, great to have you with us today, and really appreciate the information and update in the e-commerce space and for what you do through Diff Agency as well and what you offer in the market. Before you go, and in conclusion, any other interesting facts about your company, the market, and or your customers, or anything else we should be aware of?
Yeah, so I think an interesting fact about the market is that, you know, it's constantly changing. It's constantly evolving. The good news is that there's never been a better time to launch your e-commerce business. I think I read a lot of editorial pieces that talk about the rise of brands. But, you know, we have such great targeting technology, such great marketing technology that, you know, you're really able to very quickly identify your target customer, that target community that you'll be engaging with. And so if you have a passion about a product, if you think there's something missing in the market, there's never been a better time to launch an e-commerce business than now. And there's a robust ecosystem of partners out there ready to support your launch and growth, and probably more than there's ever been before. So it's really a great time to be an entrepreneur in the e-commerce space.
And I couldn't agree more with you on that, Melissa, and really appreciate your time and joining us here today on e-commerce radio. If listeners wanted to reach out and or get more information on Diff Agency, where is the best place to get further details online?
They should go to diffagency.com. That's D-I-F-F, agency, A-G-E-N-C-Y.com.
And we'll include a link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Melissa, all the best and continued success. And thanks so much for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Melissa Pigas, Diff Agency's head of revenue. That is a full-service digital agency and product incubator that focuses on supporting retailers within the Shopify ecosystem. And for further details, visit diffagency.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to e-commerce radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to e-commerce radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.